are Locked On Giants, your daily New York Giants podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans. Welcome to another edition of Locked On Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast family, your team every day. My name's Patricia Traina, and I cover your New York Giants for a variety of places. Follow me on Twitter at Patricia_Traina, and you can keep up with all my work, ask questions for the mailbags, whatever you want to talk about. I'm always on Twitter. Check me out and drop me a line. So today's show is actually going to be a quick show. We're going to talk about the 2019 schedule, which was released at 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And, I think by now probably everybody has seen the schedule. So I'm not necessarily going to run down and reiterate, you know, the order of the games and whatnot. But instead, what I thought I would do is spend the show talking about some unusual oddities, if you will, about this year's schedule. Stuff that I have indicated, you know, through research and that I found to be interesting. So let's jump right in. And I'm going to just start off with the fact that for the fourth time in 5 years, the Giants are going to open up the season on the road against, yep, you guessed it, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, Giant fans, it's become to the point where, you know, there's only three things certain in life these days: death, taxes, and opening up on the road against Dallas. So, you know, the Giants are going to get that game in. You know, it is what it is. It's not even a primetime game, actually. It's interesting. The Giants are going to play in the first month of the season. They're going to play two division games. Week one against Dallas. That's a 4:25 p.m. game. Week four against Washington, which is a 1 o'clock game. That game is at home. And in between, they've got Buffalo on week two. And week three, they have Tampa Bay. They're at Tampa Bay. So, Dallas is going to be on the road again. And it looks like, folks, this is what we can expect moving forward. There's just something about that matchup they seem to like. So, all right, another thing real quick is, let me just see, I have a bunch of notes here. Before I move off of that, the last time, for those wondering, the last time the Giants opened the regular season against a team other than Dallas was in 2014, when they opened up on the road against the Lions. And the last time the Giants opened up the regular season at home was in 2012 against none other than the Cowboys. So something about that Giants-Cowboys rivalry, that's something special. All right. While on the subject of the Cowboys, the Giants are actually going to be in a Monday night game, one of three primetime games in which they will be participating. So they've got two Monday night games this year: at home against Dallas, on the road against the Eagles, and a Thursday night primetime game at New England. So those Monday night primetime games, rather, week six, October 10th, is the New England game. That's the Thursday night game. Week nine, at home, that's the Dallas game. And then week 14, which is another Monday night game, that's the game at Philadelphia. A few other things. In December, the Giants will face the Eagles twice in the month of December. All right, so they've got them, as I said, week 14th, which is December 9th, the Monday night game. And then they have them in week 17, which is the regular season finale. And that one is on December 29th. That is scheduled to be a 1 o'clock game. So the Giants actually finish week 16 and week 17 against division opponents. So week 16, December 22nd, they are at Washington. Week 17, they finish up at home against the Eagles. So, also worth noting is I went back and I looked up to see the latest that the Giants and the Eagles have ever gotten together in the regular season. The first game, which I mentioned is going to be December 9th of this year, is the latest they've ever gotten together in the regular season since 2016, when the first game of that season fell on November 6th. And incidentally, that was the last time the Giants beat the Eagles in the regular season. They've since lost 5 in a row, according to the record books. Okay, as I mentioned, no Sunday night games for the Giants this year. Probably shouldn't come as a surprise given their record, given the fact that they don't have Odell anymore. You know, Saquon is going to be a draw, but, you know, is he going to be enough to be a draw by himself? You know, that remains to be seen. But look, there is a possibility that the Giants could always get flexed into the Sunday night spot. But if they do not have that Sunday night game, it'll be the first season since 2004, which was Eli Manning's rookie year and Tom Coughlin's first year, that the Giants have not been scheduled at the, you know, when the schedule came out for a Sunday night game. So again, that can change. The last, I think, six games or so of the season are penciled in as flexible scheduling. So we'll see where they are at that point. All right, folks, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more schedule notes for you. You're listening to Locked On Giants, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants. You're with Patricia Traina, and I'm doing a short show today to break down some of the highlights of the 2019 regular season schedule, which was released on Wednesday around 8 o'clock. Before I continue with a few more notes, just a heads up on programming. On Thursday, which is the day you're listening to this podcast, Dave Gettleman is scheduled to meet with the media to talk about the draft, which takes place next week. So I'm going to devote Friday's show to kind of, you know, breaking down some of what he said. I'm going to see if I can grab either Ed Valentine or Chris Biziano, and we'll kind of chew over what Dave Gettleman had to say. There are also going to be some player interviews scheduled. Don't have the whole lineup yet, but if anything interesting comes of that, we'll also, you know, talk about that as well. So that will be Friday's show. And then next week, we're going to wrap up the draft preview. We're going to have Chris Biziano on. We're going to talk about some draft possibilities, kind of do a mock draft of sorts, but we're going to do it a little bit differently. And then, of course, on Thursday, we get it started. We will find out who's it going to be at number 6, who's it going to be at number 17, and how many picks they're going to take. So a lot of stuff coming up on the podcast. Do make sure you listen. Do make sure you tune in. And also next week, I'll let you know when we're going to do our next mailbag. We're not going to do one on Tuesday. We might do one over the weekend because we are going to cover the draft on Thursday. We're going to have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and potentially into Sunday. So lots and lots coming up on the Locked On Giants podcast. Okay, continuing on with a few scheduling notes. This one I found interesting. The Giants didn't mention this in their press release, but this one I happened to come across in my research. The Giants, as you know, this year are playing the AFC East teams, the foursome, the Jets, the Dolphins, Bills, and Patriots. And ever since the NFL realigned into its current divisional format, which was back in 2002, the Giants have either won the Super Bowl or had a head coaching change whenever they have faced the AFC East. So let's just backtrack a little bit. The last time the Giants faced the AFC East was in 2015, which was Tom Coughlin's final year as head coach. Before that, in 2011, and before that, in 2007, they won the Super Bowl in those 2 years. And even before that, back in 2003, that was the final season of Jim Fossil's era as head coach. And, you know, it's interesting. I went back even further where, you know, there were some other coaching changes. I think Dan Reeves also was out after facing the AFC East. But back then, that was before the, you know, the realignment. So I just kind of cut it off, like I said, at that, you know, that point where they realigned the NFL into the current divisional format. Pretty interesting stuff. So what will happen this year with the Giants? Will it be a Super Bowl? Will it be a head coaching change? Who knows? But it's sure going to be fun to find out, won't it? Okay, the bye week. Now, this is interesting, too. The Giants are going to have their bye week this year in week 11. This is the first time since the 2015 season that they're going to have their break that late in the season. Now, before this season, the Giants' bye week usually fell somewhere between weeks 7 and 9. With the bye week, the earliest it ever fell that I could find was in week 4 during the 2008 season. So, anyway, this will mark the first time, this being 2019, the first time since the 2015 season, which also had a week 11 bye week, that the Giants are not going to have their break between weeks 7 and 9. So really, you're talking a couple of extra weeks later. You know, the advantage is the Giants will get a chance, to rest up. Hopefully, they'll be able to make a run. And if they are going to be in a position to make a run in those last several weeks, they'll be nice, relaxed, and refreshed and ready to do some damage in the division. All right, Giant fans, you're listening to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor. We're going to take our final break, come back, and I'll have a few more points about the schedule. So stay with us. Welcome back, Giant fans, to Locked On Giants with Patricia Traynor. We are breaking down some of the highlights and some of the oddities that I was able to uncover about the 2019 Giants regular season schedule. So I hope you are enjoying these little nuggets that I found both through research and through commonplace. Continuing onward, the Giants are going to be facing a lot of their former players throughout this season. And I made a list of some of those guys who we will likely see, assuming, of course, those guys are healthy. So starting in week 3 against Tampa Bay, the Giants are going to face defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul, whom they traded away last year for draft picks. And then the following week, and also in week 16, they'll see safety Landon Collins, who, as everybody knows, left via free agency this offseason. In week 4, they'll probably see center Brett Jones with the Minnesota Vikings. Brett Jones, of course, started 14 games for the Giants at center and guard during the 2016 and 2017 seasons. In week 7, they'll see former offensive lineman Justin Pugh, who left the team via free agency in 2018. And then the next week, in week 8, they will visit the Detroit Lions, where they will run into former nose tackle Damon Harrison, who is, of course, the big run-stopping force. They'll see Romeo Okwara, who is a defensive end in that defense for the Lions. And they will see Devon Kennard, former linebacker and former draft pick. So a lot of former Giants they'll see against the Lions. And then last but not least, in week 12, they'll visit the Bears, where former first-round pick Prince Amukamara is playing cornerback for that Bears defense. So a lot of catching up with some of these former Giants. And, you know, for those who don't know, the Cleveland Browns, who are coming to MetLife Stadium in week 2, they're actually going to face the Jets on a Monday night game. So those of you who are waiting for Odell Beckham Jr.'s return to MetLife Stadium, that's going to be the day that he's back with, you know, Cleveland, assuming that, you know, of course, he's healthy and he plays. But they'll just have to wait a year or two until the Giants get around to playing that AFC North. And, so that's off in the distance right now. But Beckham is making a return appearance to MetLife. It's just going to be against the Jets. Okay, some numbers for you regarding the Giants' schedule. The Giants are going to play 6 games against 2018 playoff teams. That includes the Eagles and Cowboys, whom the Giants, of course, will face twice in the 2019 season because they're divisional opponents. They will face the Bears, who last year they faced in the regular season, beat them in overtime. And then, of course, they will face the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots in a game which will probably be the last time we see quarterbacks Tom Brady and Eli Manning on the same field in a regular season game. So that game's going to be kind of special, I think. That's the Thursday night game that I mentioned before. You know, obviously Eli and Brady don't play against each other per se. They play against each other's defenses. But, you know, it's a matter of which guy can bring his offense, you know, up to speed and with more points than the other. So that should be a fun game to watch. Okay, a few last notes before we call it a show. The Giants, I just had the note. Hold on one second. The Giants do not play road games on consecutive weeks this year. Technically, though, they are back-to-back visitors in their games against, the Jets in week 10. And then they have the bye week. And then the following week, in week 12, they're on the road against the Bears. But as you guys know, the Jet game, they play in MetLife Stadium. So really, nothing's changing. I mean, the only thing that's going to be different for the Giants is instead of the building being in blue, it's going to be in green. The Giants have 7 of their 8 home games at 1 o'clock, scheduled for 1 o'clock. And again, that depends on flex scheduling later in the year. But how happy am I about that, folks? I absolutely hate those late games. And the mere fact that they've got 7 of their 8 games scheduled for 1 o'clock, I hope it stays that way. I really do. Those 1 o'clock games are a heck of a lot easier to cover and, you know, just have a little bit more breathing room. The Giants are playing, you know, for all the talk about the Giants opening up on the road against Cowboys, the Giants are actually going to play for the 3rd year in a row and the 8th time, the 8th time in the last 9 years, they're going to play out their final regular season game at home. So that's pretty cool. Those of you who like me, were like bemoaning the fact that the Giants are going to play on the road against the Cowboys, that's kind of the trade-off, I guess, right there. So that's pretty neat. And then finally, some records for you. The Giants on Monday night games, of which they have 2 again this year, 25-39-1 on Monday night, and they are 9-10 at home and 16-29-1 as visitors. Their last time they hosted the Cowboys on Monday night was back in 2003. That was the last time the Giants were the home team. Obviously, they played Dallas in Dallas on Monday nights in 2006 and 2010. And the last time they played the Eagles on a Monday night game was in Philadelphia in 2015. As for Thursday night games, since 2008, the Giants are 4-5, including 2-4 on the road. So this is going to be the first time since 10 years ago, the Giants will be facing an AFC team on a Thursday night football game. All right, Giant fans, hope you enjoyed the quick show. Again, want to remind you, tune in to tomorrow's show. We'll have feedback on Dave Gettleman, what he had to say. We'll break that down. We'll talk, you know, anything of note from the player interviews. And then we're going to continue getting you ready for the draft. So lots still to come up. Appreciate you as always for listening. This is Patricia Traina signing off.